passage of President Bush's $1.3 trillion tax cut plan means lots of changes for American taxpayers. Changes in the amount of taxes people will pay, of course, but also it opens new avenues for saving money for college and retirement. Clint Stretch, director of tax policy at the accounting firm of Deloitte and Touche, says the new rules for retirement savings are significant.
For 401ks, they move the limit up from currently $10,500, eventually up to $15,000. Next year, it goes up to $11,000, then it goes up in $1,000 increments. For IRA plans, the limit goes up from the current limit of $2,000 up to $5,000. So that you have very substantial increases in what you can put into these retirement plans. The same thing is true for the specialized retirement plans used by employees of public entities, charities, governments, that kind of thing.
Now, about the Roth IRA, what's new about that?
The Roth IRA stays as it was. What they've done is now create a companion Roth 401k so that people can use the same mechanism. That is, they can put money into a 401k that's all their money, pay tax on the $15,000, then put that $15,000 in. When they take it out, they won't pay any tax on the money coming out. So that's an awful lot of savings to do in that vein. It'd be a very attractive feature.
And people who move funds from one account to another?
Yeah, there are a lot of complicated rules in present law that make it hard to move money around. Those have been much simplified. And generally, the rule is if you've got money in a pre-tax plan like an IRA or 401k or a regular pension plan, you can move it to another similar pre-tax vehicle without restrictions. The only restriction you're really going to see is your employer may not be willing to take your IRA money and put it into your 401k account. They just may not want to take additional funds and manage them. The same thing will be true on post-tax plans like Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks. Will be much easier to move back and forth between those.
What will employers do under the new plan? Is it going to change how they handle retirement funds?
Well, I think employers are going to look at this. They're going to find that they're able to do more for their highly paid employees through qualified retirement, so they're going to shift some of the money that's been in other non-qualified retirement plans into 401ks and that kind of thing. They're also going to look at the less burdensome discrimination rules that may make it easier for them to provide pension plans for people. It may encourage them to change the plans a little bit in favor of the highly compensated.
Clint Stretch is the director of tax policy at the accounting firm Deloitte & Touche.